We're going to get ready and start the meeting with the Pledge of Allegiance. Thank you, everybody, for attending our parking lot meeting tonight. Another method to try to save a little money in these trying times. And thank you for attending and putting up with this slight inconvenience. Does anybody need a chair that doesn't have one? Okay. Bruce. Here's a bench. Come on up. There is some room on the bench. We're going to do the agenda. We have one consent item tonight, and then we're going to adjourn into closed session after that. So we're going to do the consent item first, and it has to do with the election in November. And typically what our board does is ask our election for the CSD Board of Directors. Three seats are open to be consolidated with the November 7th general election of the county. So that's the item. The resolution is attached to your agenda packets, and that's the item that we're taking public comment on now. We're sharing a microphone tonight, so I'll just move aside and you come up and the cameras are ready for you. But this is public comment on only the item of setting the general election along with the county election like we do all the time. So would anyone like to speak on that item? Come on up. Would anybody like to speak on the item of setting the election? Mr. Payne.
Yeah, I think it's a really good idea. We'll save the money on a special election, and it'll be taken good care of. We won't lose any ballots this time. Thank you.
Would anybody else like to speak on this item? Mr. Barrow?
As I understand it, good evening, the special election is going to be combined to save a bunch of money, and that will be the general election for the state as well as the CSD Board of Directors election for three seats. They were filled temporarily during the recall election, and now their term has expired that they filled, so there will be three seats available. And I think it's great that we're having a parking lot meeting, saving money. And I want you all to know that the CSD was broke by the last board before they handed it over. And they used the LAIF money to keep it running, according to the statements.
Because of this election, there are certain people that are going to try to bend the truth, sway the population to thinking certain, if you vote one way or another, or if certain people stay in office, that it's going to come down hard on the CSD and on the property owners. I expect that to come, maybe even today. But just remember, on November 7th, vote Gibson.
Okay, any other comments about setting the election? Closing public comment on that item. May I have a motion from the board? Director Tacker, I'm sorry. Mrs. Biggs, I'm sorry. You need to come to the microphone if you need. Oh, I'm sorry. I need a roll call for attendance first. I apologize. Mrs. Vega, come on up.
Director Cecina?
Here.
Director Sennett?
Here.
Director Tacker?
Here.
Vice President Fouché?
Here.
President Schicker?
Here.
Everybody's here. And now we need a roll. We need a motion for the resolution, adopting the resolution. May I have a motion?
I move we approve.
Director Tacker moves that we approve the resolution requesting the LOCSD biennial election to be consolidated with the November 7th, 2006 consolidated general election. Is that correct? That's correct. May I have a second? Director Cecilia seconds the motion. And then Mrs. Vega, come on up.
Do you all want to come up and say your vote?
No. Director Tacker.
Yes.
Director Sennett.
Yes.
Director Cesania.
Yes.
Vice President Fouché.
Yes.
President Schicker.
Yes. Okay, that item is complete. Now we're going to announce our closed session agenda and take public comment on the closed session agenda. All of you, if you don't have agenda, there are some up here. Because there's a lot of listing of lawsuits, and I'm just going to read the categories of the lawsuits. The first category is pending litigation, pursuant to Government Code 54956.9B, conference with district counsel for existing litigation that has been formally initiated. And we have approximately 16 cases here, all of them that are listed on the paper and in the agenda. The second category is anticipated litigation, Government Code 54956.9B. The board will meet in closed session pursuant to the Government Code 54956.9B to confer with legal counsel with regard to the following matter. Okay, one matter of significant exposure to potential litigation, facts and circumstances which are unknown to potential plaintiff at this time. The third category is real estate. The board of directors will meet in closed session to confer with Dan Blesky, its property negotiator, pursuant to Government Code 54956.8, to give him instruction with regard to the setting of sales prices and terms for disposition or sale of the district property. Parcel numbers 074-229-017, 074-022-073, and 074-022-074. Parties with whom negotiations may occur are as yet unknown. The board will meet in closed session to give direction to its negotiator, Dan Blesky, with regard to potential acquisition of an interest in real property, APN number 067-011-022, for negotiations with the owner of such property. Under discussion or price,
which is to confer with legal counsel regarding the potential initiation of one matter of significant of litigation, and that needs to be added to the agenda by the board, and it does take a two-thirds vote to add that. You should do it now.
We need to add an item to the anticipated litigation under 549569C, and I need a motion. Director Tacker moves. Who seconds? Director Sennett seconds. Do we need a roll call? Yes, a roll call, please, Mrs. Vega.
Director Sasenya. Director Sennett?
Yes.
Director Tacker?
Yes.
Vice President Fouché?
Yes.
President Schicker?
Yes.
I have one more. There's also another correction here with regard to the real estate negotiations. One of the parties that is known in this particular matter is the J.H. Edwards Company, and negotiations will involve that company. And it needs to be disclosed. No, that's just an announcement.
Okay, so that's a disclosure, but it doesn't need a motion. So just wanted to make sure that that was added. So we added two things. We added another case under 54956.C, and we added the disclosure of J. Edwards Company for real estate. Okay. So public comment, please. And do we have the timer ready for 3 minutes each? Thank you. Mr. Bear.
Thank you, President Schicker. I just want to call the attention that this litigation is expensive, and the attorneys, Burke Williams and Sorensen, who are representing the community's interests financially in all of these litigations, which include fines, lawsuits for recovering construction profits and other kinds of issues. Without them, we would not be able to defend ourselves. So I would like to ask the community to at least support the district in their efforts to defend the community from these attacks by the previous group and their supporters. These attacks started before the election, and the spending started before the election. And we really owe a debt of gratitude to a very competent law firm, Burke Williams and Sorensen. They have two representatives down here today. It costs money to come. It's expensive to provide the legal time. Oftentimes, like, for example, on their last effort on the legislation, they offered, they had five attorneys working on that piece of advice. So I personally want to thank them for the work they're doing, and I hope the community will realize that they're getting a big favor, because these people are owed about $500,000, and that's a great deal of service. Thank you very much.
Who's speaking, Mr. Tarnowski?
I'm Lou Tornatsky, Los Osos. I'd like to speak a bit to C and item A as well. I think it's unfortunate that the board is this is the so-called community and constituency of this board. If they were really honest with the people out there, maybe watching at home, they would just stop this right now. Respect to item A, the litigation, again, let's talk about myths, let's talk about reality. This board has undertaken so much litigation. It's setting a mid-California record for legal fees by any kind of an agency of its size. It's being led by its lawyers. They're being advised in ways that are not in the interest of the community. If they were actually wanted to act in the interest of the community, they would get rid of their lawyers, get rid of Bleski, and just cool it until this all gets resolved.
Who else would like to speak for on the closed session items? Who else, Mr. Payne?
Good evening again. I'm Bruce Payne, resident of Los Osos, and I'm not quite against everything. Didn't have the mic close enough. Bruce Payne, resident of Los Osos. On this extra litigation we're talking about here is Taxpayers Watch, Joyce Albright, et cetera, against our Measure B, which by all rights should not be done away with legally because it was voted for by the people, which is our right as citizens to vote for any amendments or anything else we want. And that passed by a majority of voters, and it should be law because it was voted in by us. I don't know why, I guess it's the past board pushing these people here, or they got some other agenda, but the gentleman that just spoke was along with that group that has two lawsuits here, that another one, Taxpayers Watch, against our five board members. So, and they call that public waste. You'll notice the next one down is Los Osos Taxpayers Association versus the State Water Quality, the State Water Resources Control Board, and the LOCSD, which I've asked them to please stop being in partnerships with the state against our right to a 218 vote. And that also has in it about public waste, which it says if they fund that loan, it would be public waste. And it was funded without a 218 vote. We got 8 days to raise $2,000 to keep that alive. If anybody's got $2,000 in their pocket or 2,000 people want to send a dollar, you know, that we really shouldn't let that die. And the rest of this stuff, a bunch of it's from the old board. Here's Bruce Buell, Bruce Pickens from Superior Court with the old CSD, but we got to fight that one too, and et cetera, et cetera. These are not all the board's, present board's fault, so just to get that straight to everybody that listened to the last speaker.
They would park. 2 weeks ago, I brought a list of facts and of questions for the board and their counsel, and I requested that I had answers within 2 weeks, and I haven't gotten the answers, but I don't think I really need the answers anymore because it seems like now the truth is becoming evident. We have Dr. Roy Spaulding submitting his scientific data, which is, I think, acceptable to almost everyone, and what Dr. Bahman Sheikh said at the Ripley presentation has happened. We all kind of laughed when he said, well, politics can't override science. But I think now science has come up to kick politics' butt. So let's try and go forward. Don't be so mean. We're all working together. We're all trying to survive this, which has been an unfortunate series of bullying, I think, by people who think they can bully us. So let's stand up for ourselves and stand up for the truth, and we can do it.
Thank you very much. Who else would like to speak on this item? On our
closed session agendas. Mr. Sparks.
Joe Sparks, Los Osos. I guess I got a graduating law firm. I think you've spent about $1 million and got a small claims suit dismissed. Oh, I'm sorry. Maybe we should congratulate the law firm. I think we've spent about $1 million or so and have got a small claims case dismissed. So I think what you need to do in your closed session as you're considering the different options, you really need to start grilling your staff beyond the opinions you've got. And you have to have a plan beyond just simply declaring for bankruptcy per the opinions she gave you, per disillusion per the opinions she gave you, and the legislation and the other options, and ask a lot of deep questions and look at what the effects are on the homeowners in the prohibition zone and how the context of each of those decisions is going to affect them and leave them in terms of enforcement as well. The only plan that exists right now is a legislative one, and her opinions that were published, they are simple actions, and you know bankruptcy just by itself has got to have a plan where we have to end up getting wastewater service in some form, and not just a matter of, you know, protecting the district. This is funded by the homeowner. This is not a municipality. It's a services district. And if you cannot provide services, you need to take the action that allows those services to be provided by the people that pay those fees, those assessments, and those taxes. And again, I think you need to change your direction in the matter of your general manager. And I would like to see on these legal issues you have a different opinion other than what you're getting. To hear that five attorneys formulated that opinion, I don't know how much accrued more in expenses on that, and I think you've paid for a learning curve and advice that has not done the homeowners and the residents of this city's service.
Thank you. Who else would like to speak regarding the closed session items? Anybody else?
Redevelopment district over a 20 to 30 year period conservatively here would generate about $40 million. And anything that can be done to help defray cost, whether it's having people who have done it before or learn how to do it, go to Washington, any outside funding is going to benefit the people who end up, the taxpayers who end up paying the bill. So I would encourage you to continue looking at redevelopment at one way of keeping more of the tax dollars here to be spent here. And the justification for it shouldn't be hard to come up with considering what's going on here now. So good luck tonight.
Thank you. Who else would like to speak? Mr. Cooper?
Hi, Bo Cooper. I need to say a word about the AB 2701 Citizens Committee. There's been a lot of misunderstandings. We are a very independent Citizens Committee. We're not aligned with the CSD. We're not aligned with Mrs. Biggs. We did have similar opinions about Mrs. Biggs about the amendments, but they arrived independently of each other. That we are not a leader. We're not a leadered group. I do tend to facilitate the group because it's a skill I have and I can do that, but we're all equal members. There have been between 20 and 40 people at three or four different meetings we've had. So we're straight on citizens. It's important to know we do not have a position on the bill as a group. Individuals have different positions and we're very much in process. We haven't gotten to the point of saying this is our position. We may do that down the line, we may not. At this point, the process is how can we get the best bill that we have in front of us and then see where it goes. Will we say no in the future? Will we say yes in the future? Let's see how the amendments go. We're doing the process, going step by step. So I want to be real clear, we're not aligned, and we have no official position at all. There are a lot of variations. I would like to see I'd like to see the CSD directors come up with a resolution stating what their position is. At this point, we have representatives that are talking at the interagency meeting, but there's no official point of view. So I want them to represent the official point of view of the board. So I think that's really important that there is a resolution as soon as possible. One of the things in my mind that's holding that up is we were promised workshops where we could process the very things the Citizens Committee is doing. My understanding was that the CSD directors could or ought to have been doing by themselves and with the citizens as a group to come up with a good solution. Because it's so late in the process, I think it needs to go forward quickly. So I would like to still like to see workshops happen right away, please. And the other thing, I know they had an interagency meeting on Friday. I would like to hear a report about what happened on that. Thank you very much.
Okay, Mr. Taylor, would you like to speak?
Yes, my name is George Taylor, Los Osos, and I would like to, with the chair's approval, I'd like to also speak about AB 2701 water facility. It also makes the county immune from any legal action for any discretionary decision it makes regarding construction of the wastewater facility. It immunes them. Prohibits the district from exercising any power with regard to construction of a wastewater facility or operation of the wastewater facility constructed by the county until at least 3 years after the completion of the construction. It does not require any advisory vote for the community or any community involvement with regard to the location, design, technology, or cost of the facility. Requires the county to specifically identify the location, design. It does not require the county to specifically identify the location, design, technology, or cost of the proposed facility prior to the Proposition 218 election. Does not require the county. Does not contain any requirement that the county undertake studies or otherwise determine whether the proposed facility would be affordable for the current residents of Los Osos. It does not require an election to approve any funding through a state revolving fund loan. It does not eliminate Tri-W as an alternative for the location of the new facility. These are some of those things, and I wanted everyone to know these so that they could be well informed. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Hubbard.
Since you're allowing discussion on 2701 by the previous speaker, I wasn't planning on speaking, but I would like to talk about this. My position, and many of the people I talk to, is the Blaisky bill is fine the way it is, don't change it. I will support whatever the county does, including an open-ended 218. To the extent this board, your local board, CSD, is involved in this, I will oppose it. So if you want to get this sewer built, and I'm not the only one speaking this way, this is general feeling from our side of the fence, we don't trust you people. You're completely incompetent, you're falling through the rabbit hole, and you're not going to be able to climb out again. So if you want a sewer built, And say you don't, the state's going to build it anyway. And this idea you can block this by selling the land to Jeff Edwards, the state can put in special legislation that since the Coastal Commission already had a look at the Tri-W site, I'm going to suggest to the Assemblymen in special legislation the state would say they don't have a second review of this. And therefore, I think the state would probably go along with that since the Coastal Commission had a review. They wouldn't put them completely out of the picture. But since they had a review, I think any state agency, they can't do that with federal, but with state agency, they can say, you had your review. As far as the Tri-W site stands, that stands. Now, if you want a war, just go ahead. You'll get it. It's a $300 sewer. Now it'll be $400. I'll be here. I don't think a lot of you people are going to be here. Thank you.
Mr. Swanson.
Keith Swanson, those are words from a man that said if those people don't support the fire tech. I want everyone to also remember that the CSD can sustain itself with the water, solid waste, and the fire department with the revenues and fees that they get. The wastewater project is the problem. that these guys are trying to solve. And the litigation against the CSD, the majority of it's from the Taxpayer Watch and those that oppose the CSD. And I want everyone to ask themselves, what has Taxpayer Watch and the recalled members of this board done to help this community since they've been on board? Thank you.
Who else would like to speak on the closed session items? Would anyone else like to speak this evening? I'm getting ready to, Mr. Ricano.
Joey Ricano, Ocean Outfall Group. I would like to go on record as saying that I support this Los Osos Community Services District. I'm a supporter of the LOCSD. I am a supporter of AB 2701. I'm a supporter of Sam Blakesley, especially President Lisa Schicker. And I just want to say that a lot of people have a different idea in this town right now about what needs to be done. However, we're all lumped into this together. My take on legislation, as I've been saying for a year, that there should be a legislative solution to this problem. My take on legislation is like the plans for a building. If you take care of every single detail in legislation before it passes, what winds up happening is you run the risk of painting yourself into a corner. And as you're in the field and you need to do things to get the job done, you're going to wind up having to go back through the whole process again. Now, AB 2701 is not perfect. I don't believe that bankruptcy is the solution for you. It's not going to stop cease and desist orders. It's not going to stop ACLs, as far as I can tell. I hope that you guys will look for some way to try and have some unity in the community, because right now you're still spending a lot of energy fighting each other, and there's just a tremendous amount of negativity. And I hope that at some point that you can come together and realize, as far as Sam Blakesley is concerned, that man came to this community because he was invited to come in and help. He was asked to come in and help, and he did come in and help. And the whole idea is personal attacks on Mr. Blakesley and the CSD and each other are doing nothing to solve the problems that are being faced right now. I thank you for this opportunity to address you.
Kill the bill!
Okay, let's have respect for all speakers, please. Ms. Owen was first, then Mr. Dugan.
Lindy Owen, Los Osos. I think that we keep forgetting about this AB 2701, however bad or however good it turns out to be, to help us build our wastewater plant. We still have, according to Taxpayers Watch, money that was built up and built into our debt. They estimate $60 million gleefully. Most of that money came through efforts of theirs to... I think it's really a pitiful situation to not get any assistance from Taxpayers Watch and to continue assaulting RCSD, who inherited debts and a bad project and are trying to do the best they can to get forward and get an alternative system that we all voted them in for. Thank you.
Dave Deagle, Los Osos. Somebody's in a dream world if they think AB 2701 is good for Los Osos, including outsiders. Somebody's come here with a fool's errand to boast Sam Blakesley's 2701, which is a stick in the eye of Los Osos, and stick someplace else, too. The 2701 committee was born out of frustration that this CSD did not have a meeting to discuss the legislation before the local agency committee hearing in Sacramento. We knew there was something very wrong with this, but they were asked to stand down by Sam Blakesley. The CSD had originally gone to Sam Blakesley for legislation for a septic system maintenance program so they can operate a franchise. That's where that began. But what's really going on, with Taxpayer Watch at the table and not this CSD, was legislation formed around the county takeover which began before the recall election, with Shirley Bianchi at the head. The big problem here is we get people from out of town who come in here acting as if they're part of this community. They start touting this bill, playing both sides of the fence. That's not going to help. I'm not happy with this CSD. I'm very frustrated that they delayed for 4 months for this RFP for the update of the facilities report. I'm not happy that they hired on a general manager that doesn't manage and lawyers that lose cases. I was really happy with Bruce Buell, and I was happy with our lawyers that we had. They did a great job, and they won their cases. But I'm not going to stand by and let somebody say stand down and let 2701 pass as is. This board needs to pass a resolution stating how they feel about this as it is written and what changes they want. They need to do it soon. They need a position. Without a position, we're going to have to shove down our throat, and you're not going to be happy. Opened it at 218. No liability. You're not going to be happy with that. Well, maybe some of you will. But, of course, there's our sadists and masochists in our group. And one final thing is I don't appreciate the political opportunists that come in here during our times of trouble and to get FaceTime. That's not helping. Thank you.
Kill the bill!
Okay, could I ask the audience please to respect the speakers as they speak, and let's have Ms. Calhoun come speak next. Ann Calhoun, Los Osos. Just a quick reminder, possibly the topic that all of this thrashing around is about is that on Friday, July 28th, we're supposed to be... Anybody else? Okay, I'm going to be closing public comment. Before we close the meeting, we'd like to make announcements. And we'd like to tell you that our next meeting is August 3rd. Right now it's scheduled for August 3rd. I'd like to see if any of the directors have any announcements they'd like to make to the public before we close. Would any of the directors have anything to say? Director Tacker?
There will be no outreach committee meeting tomorrow night, but there will be the following Friday, and Lisa Schicker is going to be the liaison that night. No outreach committee meeting tomorrow night. There will be one the following Friday, and Lisa Schicker will be the liaison from the board at that meeting on Friday. That's the 28th. No? Yes, it is. So maybe there won't be, because we don't know what's happening with Ripley. We got a conflict. We'll work it out. So, outreach committee to be announced.
Ms. Owen has a LOCAC announcement, please.
Hi, I just wanted to remind everybody on Tuesday of the upcoming week, we'll be having a special meeting for the mobile home ordinance changes that are going in. It's a very complicated issue, and we have many mobile home owners that live here in the most affordable housing that does exist in the county, and the ordinance is complicated, but we're having a special workshop. And we invite everybody to come if they want to hear more about what the complications are. It'll be from 6 o'clock until 8 or 8:30 at the community center, and everybody's welcome. And then LOCAC will be reviewing it on Thursday at their meeting at 7 o'clock at the community center. So hope you can come. Thank you.
Any staff or board have any announcements? I just have one, and I promise to do this. It's a conserve water tip, and it comes from our local nursery people, and I promised I would do this. You may be overwatering your plants. If you have drought-resistant plants, or if you're watering in your plants don't look good, you may be overwatering. So go visit your local nurseries and see about your plants, because you might need less water on your plants. And I wanted just to say that little thing. We'll see you on August 3rd, if not before. Thank you very much for attending. Good night.